Welcome back to the Upswing Local Grocery and more this morning. Well, one local Milwaukee brand is ready to grow. Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, Milwaukee-based frozen spring roll brand known for its kind of its little healthy conscious, non-traditional flavors. It's returning to local grocery store shelves this week with big plans to expand. Founder, creator Truman McGee joins us along with Margaret Middlestead from Outpost. We're going to have you two talk. Truman, can you go back and remember when you're trying to get Funky Fresh into the stores?
How did you create that
experience? I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited. So for me, it started just with, you know, I know this word is super cliche nowadays, but it's kind of like manifested it. I took a picture in front of Outpost on State Street in 2017 and say one day Funky Fresh is going to be in this store. And I feel like when you put things to the universe, good things to the universe, like all the universe conspires to help you. So like from there, COVID happened and we reshifted our focus from selling hot rolls into selling them frozen. The first place I thought about was Outpost. So I reached out to Venus Williams, who is well-connected in the community.
Okay.
She's connected with Outpost, and I think she got me in touch with Pam over at Outpost at the time. And the conversation has just started from there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it started.
So that's a pretty organic approach. And Margaret, is that the way you work with local brands? Is typically that the process that, well, a founder will call or reach out and say, wow, I have a product. I want to get on shelves. Help me.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got so many wonderful local brands. And I would say the majority of them come to us first. And we'll work with them if it's something we feel will be a really great match for our customers and for our inventory. If it's somebody that's really brand new to the process, we will work with them from the labeling options on forward. Even if it comes to tweaking some of the ingredients to line with our purchasing policies.
Okay.
So with Funky Fresh Spring Roll is a great example of how we work with a local vendor, we bring them along, we bring their product into the store, and just get it into people's mouths. I mean, you know, once you eat it and it's like, this is delicious, then you start to create that need and the desire, and people come back for it again and again. And there is how you start to grow that local brand.
Yeah. So, Truman, as you were kind of going through your test phase, if you will, for the past couple months and just looking to relaunch the brand, what were some of the kind of the feedback that influenced some of the improvements in packaging that you released recently?
Just wanted to real quick piggyback to what Margaret was saying. That's definitely what happened. Outpost helped me with my packaging. We had one ingredient. Like when we first started, we had all plant-based rolls. We had a cheeseburger roll in there and it had ketchup. And I didn't realize high fructose corn syrup was in ketchup at the time. And I was on our label, and Outpost uses like all like non-chemical, non-GMO, that was essentially on their no-no list. So they helped me through that and helped me with the packaging. So I always appreciate their help from the beginning. But some of the things that we changed in our new product is last year we did like 150 store tests, and we did over 100 demos, you know, at grocery stores all across Wisconsin, Illinois. And one thing I realized, Jeff, I don't know if you love blue cheese, but a lot of people don't like blue cheese.
I'm not a big blue cheese fan. I'm not going to lie. A lot of people are, though.
See, so blue cheese is one of those more polarizing ingredients that either people will either love it or hate it. It's like really no in-between. So our buffalo chicken and kale spring roll, which is spicy chicken, jalapeno, Greek yogurt, blue cheese, a lot of people, about half the customers, didn't like that. It ended up being one of our least-selling rolls. So we swapped out the blue cheese for cream cheese. And if you like blue cheese, you still will eat it with cream cheese. And I feel like we got even a better product with the cream cheese in it. So that's one of the things that we were able to change in our new packaging.
Yeah, it's great to hear a local brand that's scaling nationally, that's still listening to customer feedback and able to adjust on the fly. And, you know, with the partnership of a local retailer to help get those products into the store. When we come back, I know, Truman, you have a partnership with Palermo Via. And how have they helped you transform your business strategy and operations, and particularly what will scaling into more stores nationwide look for you? This is the Upswing, the grocery store edition with Outpost Natural Foods and Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. Yeah, welcome back to the Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Now at Outpost Natural Foods, four baked spring roll flavors from Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. New packaging, a couple new ingredient mixes. Truman, so a box of three in the frozen food section. What is that going to retail for at Outpost?
Yeah, but Outpost is $7.99. Last year we had a package of four for $11.99. That's another one of those things that we learned, is customers want to purchase something less than $10 as an appetizer out. So yeah, a box of three of the best non-traditional premium spring rolls you ever had in your life for $7.99.
Yeah, that $10 price point, it's kind of that psychological, I don't know, a little over $10, that seems like a little too much, but you go less than that, maybe cut back on one spring roll, but then I probably buy two and I'm good with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. People will buy two boxes for more than $10, but one, they couldn't do it. And it makes sense. You know, I'm a customer as well, so I get it.
Yeah. So how has working with Palermo's transformed you business-wise, and what are you looking for in the future in terms of scaling with distribution?
Yeah, one thing I learned about Palermo's is, man, they're so organized. They have a meeting for a meeting. We've had a meeting before the actual meeting about a meeting, you know, so it's like they're so organized on a high level, and they take care of the small details as well. And they take a lot of risks still. You know, a lot of people, as an entrepreneur, you know, you got to take risks, and they're continuously taking risks, and it just motivates me to want to get to that level. Also, they were a small business like us at one time.
Yeah.
And I always say, if they could grow a national a brand like Funky Fresh, can do the same thing. And I'm thankful for our relationship.
So you've been able to manage that marriage of an entrepreneur with a larger corporate brand to kind of find the synergies to help you both grow.
Absolutely. You know what? What I really love is they let me be me. They let me be my entrepreneurial self, my curious self, and they don't put any limits on what I could do. Creativity-wise,
right.
And that's something I really appreciate.
Yeah. So what do you see moving forward into 2025? And I want to ask Margaret this as well in terms of possible expansion for Outpost. But how many stores you want to get Funky Fresh Spring Rolls into?
Yeah. So by the end of the year, we want to be, you know, roughly around 100 stores, like hit up all of our local Wisconsin-based stores. But by next year, we got big goals. We want to get a big national anchor tenant that maybe have, 500 stores plus, or even beyond. I'm gonna say it here live on the radio. I want to be in over 1,000 stores by the end of 2025. And I think with the power of Funky Fresh Nation, I believe we could achieve that goal.
All right, very good. And Margaret, what about expansion plans on Outpost Horizon?
Okay, well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Without giving anything away, but actually, it wouldn't be. But so because we're a co-op, we are owned by the people in the community. Mm. So we have more than 22,500 people live in the Milwaukee area. So the first thing is we're always going to look for a spot that where we have a concentration of some of our owners, because they're the ones that invested in the co-op and they want to see it in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we do that first and see, where there's some growth potential.
Very good. Let the customers and the co-op decide, right? Let the market decide. But this weekend, we can get out to Outpost and sample some Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get out there and try them. It's a fabulous product.
Very good. All right. I appreciate Margaret Middlestead from Outpost Natural Foods, Truman McGee from Funky Fresh Spring Rolls.